Catching you up on all things trending out there. What's going on?
Well, I have a lot of things to talk about. We're going to kick it off with a callback to yesterday. The Apple $19 polishing cloth has been delayed. It will ship in late November. I just think that it's funny that a polishing cloth got delayed.
They had to put those microchips in there. You know? Yeah.
All that technology. All that technology.
It's a smart cloth.
That upper tier cloth tech. The Wiggles are reuniting for an adults only arena tour. I mean, this is trending.
Like the kids band, the Wiggles.
Apparently, the Wiggles were active in the 90s. I never really knew much about the Wiggles or paid any attention to the Wiggles.
This was after my time.
And potentially before mine.
I think so.
Honestly, I'm not sure. I was aware of the Wiggles. I'm aware of the Wiggles now. It is a name that I recognize and not one that I have any affinity for. And apparently one of them collapsed on stage
not too long ago.
The Wiggles are much older than you're currently thinking they are. I didn't look up how old they are, actually. But, yeah, they're embarking upon this arena tour and this reunion environment. They got a whole kids show planned for this adults-only thing. And, hey, if you want to go see the Wiggles perform the same stuff they performed when you were five, I suppose, go for it.
But they're okay, right?
They're fine. They're performing. They're doing stuff.
Okay, cool. Kind of dropped, collapsed on stage in the middle of this, the Wiggles.
That was more to highlight how old they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But they're fine. Okay, cool.
As always on Trends, we don't talk about it if people aren't fine.
That's true, yeah.
But it's not a person, but it's not fine, is Bel Campo. Do you know what Bel Campo is?
I've heard of it, but no.
Bel Campo rose to prominence as one of the first really well-marketed, sustainable/humane/organic meat initiatives.
Okay.
It started with restaurants and moved on to shipping online stores, retail locations. It really does. It sounds nice, like diesel Volkswagens and Fairlife milk and all that other stuff.
I feel like nothing could go wrong with this.
Yeah, too bad everything went wrong with this. There was a controversy over the summer about mislabeling some meats, some selling non-branded products, some stuff that didn't exactly fit their mission statement and description of products.
Mm-hmm.
And this seemingly small kerfuffle has completely spun out of control, and Bel Campo has announced that they are ceasing all operations, just closing up shop. This hugely successful business is completely shutting down because this is just too much for them to deal with. There is ongoing waves of outrage that seem to just be breaking over and over and over again. I wasn't really aware of any of this until it really came to a head. It seems like this past week in the San Francisco Chronicle that really goes into everything that's happened with their initiatives to be sustainable and humane and organic and stuff. And it breaks down a lot of the social media backlash and then closes with a story update saying that Bel Campo is closing down completely.
Wow.
Which is kind of crazy.
What was the outrage on social media?
Mislabeling of products having to do with the meat handling, raising, pretty much every facet of what they promised to their customers. This meat is raised humanely, processed organically, brought to you in the best and freshest way possible.
Was it in fact not any of those things?
It was some of those things, but not all those things.
Okay.
It seemed like they were just sourcing meat from where they could get it.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
When you pull back the curtain on any animal operation, it's pretty much always going to not be great. I name dropped milk, the Fairlife milk
thing
that happened, I think, a couple years ago.
Missed this entirely.
Oh, it was not good. Folks went into farms with hidden cameras and recorded how cows were treated.
Gotcha.
And the whole thing of the Fairlife brand was, we treat our cows really nice. They're happy cows. They're grazing. They're doing great stuff. And they're just chained to these little plastic domes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was gross. That's why I drink oat milk now.
All right.
I mean, it's not as good as milk. When you taste regular milk, you remember why you like regular milk. But oat milk gets the job done and hurts exactly nothing.
That's true.
I don't have a good segue off of this. We really got in the weeds about
animals. You've only got a little bit
thereof. I don't even know if I want to talk about the James Webb telescope.
You don't have to.
I mean, I've got an OnlyFans account from the Austrian Museum of Art.
Thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Okay, let's pivot to Vienna. That's what I want to do.
I mean, there are a lot of classical sculptures that you could put on OnlyFans,
so,
I'm sure.
No shocks or surprises. There's lots of nudity in art. And
is that what they're doing? Like they're putting all the nude sculptures
they have
on? Oh
whole
my god, I was kidding.
OnlyFans.
I was
kidding. Not kidding.
That's hilarious.
And it's in direct response to censorship on Instagram and Facebook in Austria, where it seems like things can be a little bit stricter when it comes to nudity. And they're just trying to post their art on it. So it's this cheeky thing that is also a really good initiative for marketing. I mean, we're talking about it, and we're not in Europe.
Right.
But they have started an OnlyFans that will be posting all of the nude sculptures, paintings, etc., that are within the Albertina Museum. They also have a TikTok account that I think is kind of funny.
Nice. So going back to censoring nude sculptures on Facebook and Instagram, is this like an algorithm thing? Like...
Yeah.
The computer sees something, it thinks it shouldn't.
It is most likely an algorithm.
It
could be moderation. How social media functions is different in different countries. Like,
right.
There's different regulations and rules for things. And I haven't looked up exactly what that means in Austria, but it's enough that this museum has decided that it is being censored. And they would like to
I mean,
not
they,
be.
They kind of are.
So they have an OnlyFans. I haven't clicked on the OnlyFans link because I'm at work. But when I go home, I'm definitely going to check it out. I hope that it's free because it looks like if you sign up for the OnlyFans of the museum, you can potentially get discounts on tickets. And
nice.
Things, which
nice.
Then encourages people to actually go to the museum. It's just a whole
That's
funny,
fantastic.
Cool thing.
Yeah, this kind of gets back to, I want to say it was Potter Stewart, the Supreme Court Justice, who was talking about pornography and said, well, I can't define it, but I know it when I see it. That is a famous quote, but it's also really relevant for the age of algorithms determining things, because he's right. Like you, like just as a human being who kind of like is aware of how human beings interact with each other, you can't necessarily define something like that where you can write down a clear definition of this is porn and this is not, but you roughly have an idea of what it is and what it's not. But if you can't define it in clear terms, you can't like leave it up to an algorithm to say this is porn and this is not, and you end up with things like this.
Literally take a human.
Yes.
And I think that that's one of them.
Yeah.
And let's just pivot off
porn detection.
Porn detection.
Will
that's
never
a human
be taken
job.
Over by computers. Yeah.
Skynet, this is not for you.
100%.
Just to pivot off OnlyFans and do this real fast, there's new Hooters uniforms. It's causing a lot of controversy. They are basically underwear. Lots of Hooters waitresses are quitting. And the reason I'm bringing this up at all, especially on the tales of OnlyFans here, is because today is the day that I learned that there's a Hooters schism. There's Hooters of America and the original Hooters group.
Oh, wow.
At some point, Hooters forked into two separate owners.
Man.
And the original Hooters group is not changing their uniform. They're staying with shorts. And Hooters of America is really losing a lot of wait staff for these ridiculous revealing uniforms.
How revealing does a Hooters uniform have to be for the entire wait staff to say, you know what, this is too far? That's impressive.
You can
that's
got to
be some ridiculous uniforms.
And know that they're still pants.
Yeah.
You don't know these are pants.
Oh,
it's
wow.
a lot like knowing it's porn. I know those are
you
not
know
pants.
You know they want to see it. All right.
Mm-hmm.